Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right back off Berger, and he stays with it, fires to first. It's late, but that one hit him hard.
I think it might have gotten in the arm.
Don Orsillo, Mark Grant, courtesy of Padres TV. Yeah, I hit rookie pitcher Ryan Burgert on the right forearm.
Oof.
Over 104 miles an hour right at him. And that was, you know, at the time when the Padres were losing that game. But Padres did what they had to do. They bounced back. Jake Cronenworth goes yard. Maldonado, our catcher, goes yard. We've got nothing out of our catchers all year. That was so huge. Can't stress enough how great our bullpen was yesterday. They secured the win for us. And by the way, better news. The x-rays were negative on Ryan Burgert. So, yes, it hurt. I mean, obviously, I thank God don't know what it feels like to take a baseball going 104 miles an hour off my forearm.
But you know, the
can't
fact,
imagine it feels good.
The fact that he actually, even though it ended up not getting the play, but was able to still pick up that ball and throw it to the first base, all I was thinking is I would have just laid down and cried.
Yeah, right. Wow. Oh, my God. That hurt so bad. You're right.
And he kept that stoic face. It was like, wow.
I wonder if you're so pumped up on game time adrenaline and just a competitive spirit that you don't feel the pain until afterwards, maybe. Not comparing this to getting hit by a fastball off a bat, but when I was in college, I was riding my bike and I was on the sidewalk and a guy pulled out of a convenience store. Not his fault, my fault. I shouldn't be on the sidewalk. And he hit me, I hit him, and I flipped over his car. I wouldn't say I was hit by a car. It was more like I hit the car after he pulled out in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I went flying over, and he's like, oh, my God, are you okay? I'm like, yes, I'm fine, thank you. I get back on my bike. I was more embarrassed than anything.
Sure.
I get back on my bike. I get home to my apartment. About 3 hours later, I couldn't move.
I bet.
I couldn't move. So
don't you wish there was video of that?
Like, no.
I do, because do you think maybe you had like a cool roll over the hood of the car?
Know.
Or would have been more like a scene out of Ridiculousness?
You know me. What do you think?
I want to see it.
Thanks. I'm
Don't
okay.
You?
I'm
Come
okay.
Because you are okay. Wouldn't you love to see it now?
Anyway, Padres win. Afternoon game, afternoon
Woo!
Baseball. That's
yes.
like Christmas Day to me, so I will be at the ballpark this afternoon. If you're there, please, let's say hi. Let's get a high five. Let's cheer on a Padres win and get this series win today. Down goes Post. Down goes Post Malone. What you just heard was Post Malone falling off the stage last night.
Yeah, yes. There was a part of the stage that looked like maybe it wasn't a spot to be standing on. He crouched down to cheers someone, and that little flap gave way, and he fell down onto the floor.
The good news is, two pieces of good news. Post is okay, and he saved his drink.
He got back up, and the crowd cheers him, and they all took a drink together.
The show goes on.
It does. I have two real quick stories about someone saving a drink. One involves my dad. It was during a Milwaukee Brewers baseball game that he was listening to outside on the deck. And must have been a grand slam home run, something like that, that they won the game. And he started running around the yard with his beer going, woo, and slipped and fell.
Oh,
but saved his drink and then popped up and was like, yes. Of course, later it turned out he actually sprained his ankle, but he was super excited about that. And another
That's
one
funny.
Was years ago. I was dating this guy whose job was fixing boats. And one of the perks of that job when you fix a boat is you have to take it out on a lake.
Make sure your job's done right.
Right.
Yes.
So we're out with him and another friend, and
wait a second. I didn't know you were supposed to bring friends on the boat after you check the repairs.
And we're out on the boat with another friend.
Tells me that.
This is a long time ago.
All right.
A long time ago.
And it was a ski boat, and they were both former ski show performers.
Oh.
So they were really good at it, right? And they did this maneuver that they called the Batman. They would make a big wake and then spin the boat around, and when they hit the wake that they made, they would turn the boat really fast, and it would spin, right? Well, my boyfriend at the time, Jeff.
By the way, remember, this is not their boat.
No, it's not.
This is a guy who repairs boats, who's taking his work out for a test run.
Again, a long time ago.
But the owner would love to see what you guys were doing on the boat, on the water with his boat.
It was an inboard ski motor.
How old were you, like 18, 19?
No, I was probably in my early 20s.
Okay.
Anyway, he's sitting on the cover of the inboard, hanging on to the ski pole. He's got a drink in his hand, and the guy driving the boat did the whole Batman maneuver, and I watched Jeff go right out the boat. And all of a sudden, he pops up out of the water with his drink in his hand.
Saved his drink. That's impressive. Hey, Post, beat that, pal. Steal a boat.
They didn't steal a boat.
You stole a boat.
They didn't steal a boat. They have to take it out on the water.
Yes, to make sure it runs well, not to do stunts.
That's what that boat was made for.
Sure. so many horrible examples in that story.
I know.
Tammy wasn't
always a good girl.
I wish I would have known 20-year-old Tammy. Anybody else out there? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go out to Matt. He's in Lakeside. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, pal, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hey, sorry. Tammy, you got to get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Matt, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Need to know, Matt, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Brad Pitt went to AA after his divorce from Angelina Jolie. Were they married for more or less than 5 years?
Let's go with more.
Jaws is a masterpiece, but the New York Times would like you to know that Jaws 2 also deserves its props. Jaws is a movie about a killer what?
About a killer shark.
Barbara Streisand would consider returning for Meet the Parents 4 if she's paid a lot of money. She said she wasn't paid the same as her co-stars for the other films, and she's still not happy about it. Barbara was also the star of 1976's A Star is Born, a movie that was remade in 2018. What singer played the role that Barbara played in the remake?
Oh, man, I have no clue.
Johnny Knoxville will host the Fear Factor reboot. Who was the last host of Fear Factor?
The last host of Fear Factor. Oh man. I'm not sure. I know. I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, and finally, Mahershala Ali is still waiting for Marvel to get that Blade movie going. Who was the star of the original Blade movie series that started in 1998?
Is that Wesley Snipes?
Okay, let's get Tim back in. So, Matt, what you got going on today, pal?
I'm downtown getting ready for work right now.
And what do you do?
I film commercials and reality TV shows.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
Yeah. So we're down here getting ready for commercial today.
Anything we've seen?
Done everything from Real World to Housewives to all kinds of different shows.
Right on, dude. Matt is so much more interesting than our College of Hollywood Knowledge right now.
I love it. I'm fascinated with that. I'm a big fan of the Housewives.
Oh, yeah. It's been a fun career.
All right. Well, Matt did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Matt.
Brad Pitt went to AA after his divorce from Angelina Jolie. Were they married more or less than 5 years?
I'm going to say more.
All that passion, all that turmoil, all that drama, 2 years.
Wow.
Right? I know.
Maybe it's just because this whole divorce and breakup took so long. Yeah.
When the divorce is longer than the marriage, what does that say, right? Matt didn't know. You guys both got it wrong. 0-0. Jaws is a masterpiece, but the New York Times would like you to know that Jaws 2 also deserves its props. Jaws is a movie series about a killer what?
Shark.
That is right. Matt knew that. 1-1. Barbara Streisand would consider returning for Meet the Parents 4 if she's paid a lot of money. She says she wasn't paid the same as her co-stars for the other films, and she's still not happy about it. Barbara was also the star of 1976's A Star is Born, a movie that was remade in 2018. What singer played Barbara's role?
Lady Gaga.
That is right. Matt couldn't remember. 2-1 Tam. Johnny Knoxville will host the Fear Factor reboot. Who was the last host of Fear Factor?
Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan is right. Matt didn't know. It's 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Mahershala Ali is still waiting for Marvel to get that Blade movie going. Who was the star of the original Blade movie series that started in 1998?
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is right. And Matt did know that. A final score of 4-2, Tammy, Matt. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Matt, we will see you at Billy Currington and Kit Moore, Gallagher Square, Petco Park on July 19th.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Matt, have a wonderful day, pal. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Matt in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are the weird things that your pets are terrified of?
We've talked in the past about how my dog Sophia is terrified of balloons.
And just when, like you.
When she had her surgery on her CCLs, the doggy version of the ACLs, to keep her from going up and down the stairs, we bought a Mylar SpongeBob balloon because she was scared of balloons, so she wouldn't go anywhere near the stairs. It worked.
That is really genius.
Yeah.
Roger the puppy has some quirks. I brought them up in the past. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend Sam took out a pair of shoes.
What kind of shoes?
White sandal type shoes, little slight heel on the back. Yeah. I don't know. What do you? I mean, just
a white sandal.
A white sandal with a slight heel. Very unassuming.
Yeah, right. Not like a big pair of combat boots or something.
Yeah, nothing spiky about them. Nothing threatening about them. Roger loses his mind when he sees these shoes. Check this out. This was just yesterday.
Buddy, what's wrong? What is wrong? What don't you like about the shoe, pal? Oh, Raji. All right. Okay, I'll put it away.
I had to put the shoes in a bag, and I put them in the closet, and he's going crazy at the door of the closet. I had to put them on the top shelf of the closet in our tool bin and cover the tool bin. And close the door before Roger calmed down. I have no idea. I smelled the shoes thinking that there was maybe some kind of animal scent on them. I mean,
Yeah, but your nose isn't like a dog's
nose. Well, I'm not a wolf or a dog, so I didn't smell anything.
Are you sure?
Except shoe.
Yeah.
I cannot figure out. Sam cannot wear these shoes if Roger's in the house.
So
he goes ballistic.
Any other shoes, don't bother him at
all. Nothing.
So I would wash them, number one, because there could be a smell on there that obviously we can't smell.
Already did it.
You did?
We did.
Interesting.
Yes. It's mind-boggling. We can't figure it out. There are certain things, like when I take my ironing board out, Roger goes ballistic.
Yeah.
When my daughter's boyfriend, Zach, comes home from golfing, if he sees or even smells Zach's golf bag, he goes ballistic.
Interesting.
And now it's the shoes.
Now,
Sam,
Roger,
gotta get rid of these shoes.
Now, Roger was a rescue, right?
Roger was a rescue, correct. And he was in Tijuana when we rescued him.
So there's a couple of things. Certain things might remind him of scary moments when he was, you know, on the streets of Tijuana. Like, I could see maybe a shoe. Maybe he got hit by a shoe.
But wouldn't he be scared of all shoes?
I don't know.
Why this specific shoe? Roger also doesn't like kids on scooters and motorcycles. Oh. He goes after motorcycles. Like, bro, what are you thinking? What do you think you're going to do? What's the final outcome here when you run into the street after a motorcycle?
The motorcycle is a very common thing for dogs. They want to chase them. You know, it's just a bigger motorized version of a rabbit. You know?
A shoe?
Yeah, something about that shoe. It's either a memory or there's a smell in there that you weren't able to get off.
Keep in mind, it's not all shoes. It's this specific
pair
of shoes.
Wow.
It's nuts. I'll post the video on our socials. Maybe you can diagnose something. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. Do you have a pet that just goes crazy about something and you have no idea why? And it's exclusive to just that one specific thing? I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Buddy, what's wrong?
What is wrong?
wrong? What don't you like about the Shoe Pal? Oh, Raji. All right. Okay. Okay. I'll put it away.
That's my very brave dog, Roger the puppy, who is afraid of one single pair of my girlfriend Sam's shoes. No other shoes bother him at all. Just this one specific pair. We can't figure it out. Brooklyn is in Hamul. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm okay. I'm concerned about my poor dog, Roger the puppy.
Yeah, so I don't know if the shoes are like a certain kind of like leather or vegan leather or something. You said the golf bag too, so I don't know if maybe he's getting something from like something synthetic.
You know, you said something that's making me laugh inside my head. I have to explain.
This is inside your head. You're laughing out loud right now.
Vegan leather. Roger is a boy. Roger is your man. Maybe it's his protest about being vegan. He's like, I want real leather.
Real leather or none. Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I have a crazy kitty, though, too. And she has a very, very odd fear.
What's her fear?
She is terrified of the ceiling fans when they're off.
When they're off?
When they're off. They have to be on full blast 24/7 or she will get so scared, like down on the ground, running away, hiding, little piddle. Her name is Kitten. She's 5 years old. And this has been her since she was tiny. And now we just moved into a new house with two ceiling fans. And they have to be on all the time.
That's so unusual.
It is, because I know my dog, Sophia, if she's up in the couch in the living room, if that ceiling fan is on, she occasionally gives it the side eye and looks up at it. She's a little like, I don't know about that thing. But it's weird that when it's off, that's so strange.
Well, she appreciates proper air circulation.
Right. I've known animals that have a weird thing when it's on, so people never turn them on. I can't turn it off. If I'm going to clean them, I have to put her in the other room.
That is hilarious.
I love it.
And, like, turn on some music or, like, a YouTube for cats video or something. She cannot stand it. I think she can hear the electricity when it's off, or when it's on, I mean, and then when it's off, it gets too quiet.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Gosh, that is, I didn't know they had YouTube for cats.
Yeah, there's YouTube for dogs, too.
I knew the dog one.
They have YouTube for cats, for dogs, for everybody. It's funny, I put on YouTube for cats, I don't put on YouTube for my baby.
Thank you, Brooklyn. Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's so bizarre. I mean, I would just figure cats would be like, that's what you're going to make me watch. I mean, they're so judgmental.
You can't put on a good miniseries.
I heard a lot about this new show on Netflix called Waterfront. Could we put that on, please?
You're watching Waterfront right now, aren't you?
I am.
You?
We just finished up.
Okay. All
it's
right.
Really good.
All right, save it. I don't want to hear about it. I want to watch it. Roger, stay away from the shoes. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. That is the star, the headliner of our KSON Country Christmas, Tucker Wetmore and his song Brunette. Tucker Wetmore joined us at Stagecoach, and we brought up a concern. At least I did.
Your concern.
About that song. All right.
It's kind of a low chair.
I know, they're weird.
I'll angle it down.
They feel like a punishment chair or something. You know,
little
you
bit,
sit
yeah.
there and you think about what you've
I'm
done.
Thinking. I'm thinking.
Our very first interview of the year, Tucker Wetmore.
Yay!
What's up? Now, I'm worried about you, though.
Oh, boy.
Why? I'm worried.
I would be, too, but why?
Are you afraid? Because the song is just that. Give me a brunette. I like a brunette, you know. So right. you put your specifics down, and I respect that. Are you worried you're blocking your way out of the blondes and the gingers out there? I mean, you're putting a pretty...
I've thought about it, for sure, but I don't know.
You're pretty clear on the song what your message is. Give me a brunette.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling right now.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
Things change, but I think I'll be all right.
So I noticed on your social media there was a little clip of you showing some dance moves.
Yeah.
And are you a good dancer?
I mean, I try, especially after a couple of tequilas or whiskeys. I'll start dancing for sure, but I mean, I've never taken like dancing classes or
right.
anything.
But you're a good two-stepper and things like that. Like you could spin a girl around on the dance floor a little bit. All right. Well,
just
that's
depends
good
on
to
what
know.
Her hair color is.
Yes,
that's right.
Only
that's
if she's
right.
a brunette, though.
Judging by the response at Stagecoach and the response about our KSON Country Christmas, that blonde, brunette, red-haired, no hair, they're all doing okay with Tucker Wetmore. I like how he said he's a good dancer after a couple of tequilas or whiskeys. I was looking at his record right now. There's a kind of a theme to the tracks on the record. Goodbye Whiskey. Drink Alone. Bad Habit. Drinking Boots. Yes. Drunk on Her. Wine into Whiskey. Whiskey Again. Out of 19 songs, 7 of them are about boozing. And maybe even a couple more subtlety titled, like What You Think Is Gonna Happen.
Oh my God. Anyway, Tucker Moore is the star of KSON Country Christmas. It is December 6th at Front Wave Arena. We also have Ty Myers, Hudson Westbrook, Vincent Mason, Mackenzie Carpenter, all part of that. I was talking to one of our trainers at the gym yesterday. He's in his early 20s. And I was talking about the acts that are coming. And every time I said a name, he's like, oh, I love them. Oh, I love them. So I'm like, get online right now and buy your tickets at KSON.com because they're going to sell out.
It's funny because I was having lunch yesterday and a woman in her, I'm going to say 50s, was talking about how excited she is for the show because of Ty Myers. And isn't he like really young?
Yes, he's 17. I'm just obsessed. Well, first of all, I fell in love.
He's 17?
I know. I fell in love with his song. He'll be 18 when he comes here. He'll be an
and
adult.
You're saying that why?
I'm just saying he'll be 18 then.
Okay.
Anyway. I fell in love with his song, thought it was Love, and I just was blown. 17-year-old could write a song like this. It's so good. And he's just tremendously talented. Tremendously talented.
This KSON Country Christmas is going to sell out, and you do not want to be missing out. KSON.com. Get your tickets right now. It's at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside. There's not a bad seat in the house. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Natalie is in Bird Rock. Natalie, is that near La Jolla or is that in La Jolla?
It is, yes.
Oh, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, Natalie.
Bye, Tammy. Good luck.
All right. Good luck.
Oh, good sportsmanship here. Need more of that.
Yeah.
Natalie, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Want to let you know also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Lionel Messi had a birthday yesterday. He's widely considered to be the best athlete on the planet when it comes to this sport. What is it?
Soccer.
Johnny Knoxville will host the Fear Factor reboot. Johnny created and starred in this MTV stunt reality show that also spawned several movies. What's the series?
Jackass.
Amanda Bynes is going to start using Ozempic so she looks better in paparazzi pictures. Amanda became a star on the TV show All That that aired on what network?
Nickelodeon.
Barbra Streisand would consider returning for Meet the Parents 4 if she's paid a lot of money. She said she wasn't paid the same as her co-stars for the other films and that she's still not happy about it. In the Meet the Parents series, she played Ben Stiller's mom. What Oscar-winning actor plays his dad?
I completely forget.
Okay, and finally, Brad Pitt went to AA after his divorce from Angelina Jolie. He says, quote, I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the blank up in some areas, and it just meant a lot to me. Brad won an Oscar for what 2019 Quentin Tarantino movie?
Oh, my gosh. I can see the name. Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Okay, all right, let's get Tam back in. So, Natalie, what's happening with you today? What's going on?
Just heading to work. I'm a physical therapist.
All right on, man. That's a tough job.
Hey, it's a good one.
Good for you. Thanks for making people feel better.
That's the idea.
Doesn't feel like it when you're going through the physical therapy, but Natalie did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Natalie.
Thank you.
Tammy, Lionel Messi had a birthday yesterday. He's widely considered to be the best athlete on the planet when it comes to this sport.
Soccer?
Is right. Natalie knew that 1-1. Johnny Knoxville will host the Fear Factor reboot. Johnny created and starred in this MTV stunt reality show that also spawned several movies. What's the series?
Jackass.
No reason to get personal over there. Oh, that's right. 2-2. Natalie knew that. Amanda Bynes is going to start using Ozempic so she looks better in paparazzi pictures. Amanda became a star on the TV show All That that aired on what kids network?
What all that? What was all that on? I don't know if it was Disney Channel or Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon is right. What's not right, I'm afraid, is Amanda Bynes. Is anyone doing welfare checks on that poor woman?
Well, I mean, she does. She checks in on her social media and posts videos. She's just different.
Anyway, it is now 3-3. Natalie knew that. Barbara Streisand would consider returning for Meet the Parents 4 if she's paid a lot of money. She says she wasn't paid the same as her co-stars for the other films, and she's still not happy about it. In the Meet the Parents series, she plays Ben Stiller's mom. What Oscar-winning actor plays his father?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro is his father-in-law.
Oh, yes.
Dustin Hoffman played his father.
I had the parents mixed up, yes.
No, they didn't know either. Still tied at 3. And finally, Brad Pitt went to AA after his divorce from Angelina Jolie. He says, quote, "I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the blank up in some areas, and it just meant a lot to me." Brad won an Oscar for what 2019 Quentin Tarantino movie?
Inglourious Basterds. No?
He won for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh.
That was 2019. Well, look at that. We finished with a tie. 3.
Was he nominated for that?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I would tend to say he was not.
Yeah.
But definitely nominated and deserving of the Oscar for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was great in Inglourious Basterds, yeah, too.
Hotter in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well, that's all that counts. And that's obviously why he won the award. We finish with a tie, 3-3. Unfortunately, Natalie, all ties go to Tammy. But you are going to get a great prize.
You are going to join us at Billy Currington and Kit Moore, Gallagher Square at Petco Park on July 19th.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Natalie. And thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. You guys know Caroline Jones. Caroline's also a member of the Zach Brown Band. Caroline is going to be playing Sequan Casino Resort's River Concert Series. She's the first of the season tomorrow evening. And best of all, she's joining us now.
How are you?
I'm very well. Let's just start off by saying this. You are a great musician. It's clear, obviously, by your very impressive solo career, but it's also clear that you're one of the boys. You're in the Zach Brown Band, and you were no stranger to the Zach Brown Band as you opened for them. I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, but as a fan of both of your works, I'm wondering how that conversation went at first. Was it like, this is such a natural thing? How about you just join us? Did you campaign? How did that work?
Can you imagine if I campaign? I'm like gathering signatures. No, I'm always laughing because, like, it's not even a dream that I would have dreamed. It's not like the Zach Brown Band are taking auditions, you know, or like accepting resumes. So it was organic, but it was also a huge surprise and honor to me because I opened for them on and off for 3 years. And obviously I was close to them and very, very grateful for the opportunities because Zach was the person who put me on the map. You know, he paved the way for me to open for Jimmy Buffett and Kenny Chesney and Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. And all of those opening slots allowed me the career that I have so far. And so he actually called me pretty out of the blue in 2021 because we'd been off the road for over a year because of COVID.
Right.
And so when they were going back on the road, he called me and said, would you come on tour with us? And I was so confused, you guys. I was asking him, you know, like on stage with you in the band. I was so confused. I went to those first rehearsals and shows kind of thinking I was just sitting in as a guest for the summer. And then I just kept getting invited back and I kept getting invited to things that I had no business being at with them, like the CMAs and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Dolly Parton and things like that. And so at some point I thought, well, maybe this is real, you know? And so that's when Zach and I sat down and it was more for the clarity of our scheduling than anything else because, you know, it's a very big commitment being in the Zach Brown Band and obviously having your own solo career is also a huge commitment and I just need to make sure that I can manage both of those schedules. And so that was really the impetus behind us making it official. I think we made it official in 2022 that I joined as an official member of the Zach Brown Band.
So what is the hardest part about being a member of the Zach Brown Band?
Yeah, is Zach a good boss?
Oh, that's a great question. He's a great boss. He's a visionary. He calls himself a people collector, which I think is a really apt way of putting it. But he has an amazing ear and eye and heart for people. And I would say the hardest part about it actually is managing the time with my solo career and with now being a mom. I would say that's the hardest part. Musically, it's challenging too because they're all so talented and just such fine musicians. But I would say that is more of a good kind of challenge. Like it's exciting, it's motivating. I think the hardest part is keeping the schedules all straight.
Well, thankfully, your schedule takes you here tomorrow, Sequan Casino Resort, the start of our River Concert Series, and Caroline Jones is going to be performing all of her hits, Zac Brown tunes. It's going to be a great, great night.
And Caroline, if you don't mind hanging on, I want to talk to you about your husband, who I think has one of the scariest jobs in the world.
All right. That's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOM. We are with Caroline Jones, and we are so stoked to get reconnected with you in person, as Tam and I are hosting the first Sequan River Concert Series tomorrow evening. Caroline Jones, spectacular musician, solo artist, member of the Zac Brown Band, mom, wife, mm-hmm. World-class triathlete too. Yeah. What else we got going on in the resume? You've got a very busy life, Caroline, is what I'm trying to say.
I think that's enough. Yeah, I think that's enough. I honestly, nothing sounds more like hell to me than a triathlon.
I
couldn't agree more.
Caroline, is there an instrument you cannot play that you would love to play?
I would love to play drums. Wouldn't you just love to kill it on drums? That would be so cool. Whenever I see a great drummer...
I'm kind of shocked you don't play them, honest with you.
You can play a little bit, right? Clearly you can keep a beat, so you can get behind the kit.
Maybe I could keep a beat, but no, not really. No, I can't play drums.
So Caroline Jones is married to a professional sailor. What in the hell is that like? That's got to be scary sometimes.
Well, I'm very blessed because he doesn't sail as dangerously as he used to. You know, he had already had a 15, 16-year sailing career by the time I met him, so I think he'd gotten a lot of his, adrenaline junkie days had been behind him, thankfully. He's much more selective about what he does now in terms of sailing because we both travel and we have a kid now. So, he did do 3 Volvo Around the World races and an America's Cup. And the Volvo is really what's dangerous because they're out on open ocean and they're crossing oceans like all over the world. So if something goes wrong, you're not in the bay. Like nobody can come to save you. There's no helicopters. There's no airports.
Worst nightmare.
yeah, that's what everybody says. And the craziest part is that to go faster in the race, because they're racing, they actually sail into storms on purpose because the winds are faster.
Sure, why not?
And so they're like looking for these dangerous storm surges and winds. It is terrifying.
That's not for us.
Caroline, don't say that. I love being on a boat.
You want to sail into a storm?
I want to sail across the world, yes. 100% yes. Caroline Jones is our guest. I'm trying to wrap my mind around the meeting, okay? Your husband, Nick, I don't know what part of your life, if you're just looking for the perfect combo when you met, was the spark there because Nick is all that and a sailor? Like, what if Nick was an accountant? would the sparks have flown?
Oh my God. I can't imagine something Nick would be less likely to be than an accountant, but I don't know. I mean, love is so magical, and I don't want to say that I could never fall in love with an accountant if they were the right person, but for me and Nick, we both had our own passions and our own dreams, and we met at a really serendipitous time, and we just, you know, I think now actually being married for a few years, we just really align in all our values. And I think that that's something, it sounds a little cliche and it sounds kind of boring, but that's so important to really align on the most important things to each of you in life. And we just immediately aligned on our values. I hadn't met anyone quite like Nick before who's so solid with so much honesty and integrity and so kind and curious and just compliments me in every way. Because I'm a little bit more of an emotional, colorful painting, if you know what I mean.
Well, I think most artists
so
are.
He's very solid. And we're just a great match.
Caroline Jones, we are so excited to watch you perform. And so are your fans as they're floating on the lazy river at Sequan Casino Resort for our River Concert Series. These shows are so fun. You are going to have a blast. The weather is going to be perfect. I mean, come on, San Diego, you get it. But it's nice to remind. I know you're probably sweltering somewhere right now.
We're sweltering in Tennessee. Yeah, it's pretty hot and humid.
Yeah, okay.
I love San Diego. San Diego is one of my favorite places in the world.
I could easily live there.
Thank you for saying that. We are very proud of where we live and very aware and of how fortunate we are in which to live here. So, Caroline Jones, River
Yay.
Concert Series. You
Can't
did
wait.
It. You did it. The hard part of the day is over. Go play.
I'm so excited. I'll see you guys on Thursday. I can't wait.
All right, Caroline.
Bye,
thanks for being so cool.
All right. Bye, guys.
Get your tickets now at Saquon.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.